Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 101 for Monday, May 20th, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about...
Shame.
Okay, good. We're doing this again. We're going to talk
that
about
bell kills.
We're going to talk about Game of Thrones because Robert's finally watching the show. but before that, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. We're also about when you get a call from a scam number, why you shouldn't call them back.
No, it's not a good idea. And then we'll talk about crazy news involving a horse, a lawnmower man,
balls,
balling on the basketball court. Yoga pants, cats are important.
The burgle with the dog.
Oh, yeah. Dogs reduce stress. And then bringing your guide dog on a New York subway.
And whipping your tit out and letting it suckle on it. Maybe.
Hanging your teat on the subway.
You can milk anything with nipples.
That's true.
So we're just talking about how both of our teams are losing right now, so that sucks.
Ever since I switched to DirecTV Now, I can't even really get the Nets, so I don't watch it a lot, and this doesn't seem like it's really that bad of a season for this to be the first time that I'm able to miss it. That's how I feel about it.
Well, hopefully at some point the network wises up and starts giving you access to their content streaming. Yeah. I mean, this is crazy to me how that works with you guys. Having to fight for airtime with the Orioles, should ever have to fight anything for the Orioles.
No. Well, the courts have actually granted the Nationals a lot of money to come back from the Orioles. And of course they're appealing it, but I think we talked about it a while back. But the courts have actually finally said, yeah, you owe them a lot for the market share and the money that you did not pay them. So hopefully they'll get it, because I think they have other things they'd rather use it for than to pay somebody else. But oh well.
Well, sure, yeah.
Players, cheaper hot dogs, maybe.
I'm pulling for you guys.
Yeah, maybe. I'd rather just get a win. But we've had a couple good wins. We're playing the Cubs right now, which is they're kicking our ass. But we just had a nice series against the Mets. So I don't know. It's a long season, only goes so far. Eventually it's not that long anymore. And then you just got to look forward to next spring. And like we're getting pretty close to that.
Yeah. The Tigers suck.
Well, this is what it feels like to be a Tigers fan, I think.
Nice. Real nice.
Apathy. Listen,
the Tigers have been contenders for many years last couple seasons, not so much, but they'll be back. We have one of the strongest farm systems right now. I mean,
yeah,
we have a lot of really young, scrappy players that I think, fast forward a couple of years, I'm hoping it works out like the Houston Astros, where, they just kind of reset and 5 years later, they're winning the World Series, but we'll see, we can keep everybody happy and healthy. Speaking of happy, let's talk about beer.
All righty.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
I like this one. I'm going to try to go back and get some more.
This is good. So,
yeah.
What I have this week, it's a new brewery we've never had on the show, Green Bush Brewery.
Oh, no.
Green Bush Brewing. It's
an infection.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a green bush? And what I have here is the Imperial Cream Beer. I'm sorry. I just completely just fucked that whole thing up.
That's all right.
It's the Delusion Barrel Aged Imperial Cream Stout.
Right.
And Greenbush is based out of Sawyer, Michigan, which I had no idea where the hell that was. So we asked Alexa, and I pulled it up on Apple Maps here, and it's in the very, very deep southwest corner of Michigan, kind of right on Lake Michigan, just a little bit north of Indiana. And it says here at Greenbush, we've always known that good ideas often start over beer. I agree. We also know that there's nothing like taking a good idea too far.
That's what we're here.
You're reading this, so you must be one of us. Enjoy the first step in taking your own idea too far. It tells me absolutely nothing about the beer, so that's good. Yeah,
that's good.
It's a good place to start, you know?
Your palate will do all that.
No, well, yeah, but I like to cheat a little bit, just kind of...
Know what I'm looking in for.
Have an idea. Like, it doesn't really... So, it's 11.7% alcohol by volume. So, I mean, it's a barrel-aged stout. I did read somewhere that the IBUs are a little bit higher. It's at 88 IBUs.
Ooh.
And this is a beer that appears to not be in production anymore. And it's...
it's expired.
It's their own Imperial Cream Stout. It's aged in whiskey barrels for months for a mind-blowing experience. I found something. This concoction will make you ponder the randomness of the universe. And let's
try that's it. Pretty much it.
Yeah, that's what I got for you. Nice.
Now, is it a big bottle?
It's not. This is a 12-ounce bottle.
So
nothing exciting. So basically, I mean, I took one sip already, but you can see there's what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Nice and dark. Nice frothy head, probably from the cream. I'm going to try it right now.
I only like the big bottles now. I spent a fucking fortune at Total Wine the other day only buying big bottles, and I happened to grab two more bottles of the CBS just because it's so good. And I shared it with Melissa, and I knew she was going to be disappointed. So, well, what does she know? She's a girl. Tell me about yours.
I mean, if you'd shut up, I can talk about my beer. Perfect. So, I like this beer. It's, what should I say about it? I mean, you can tell it's a cream stout, so you get that kind of that lactose in there. Yeah. Some notes of caramel and chocolate. It's boozy. It's actually pretty boozy for something that's 11.7. I mean, 11.7 is a strong beer.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't hide the alcohol, I should say, as much as the KBS or the CBS, which that CBS, what we drank in the last episode, I mean, it tasted like I could not even really tell that it was alcohol in it. I mean, it just did that good of a job hiding the booziness, considering the alcohol content of that beer. But this one doesn't do quite as good of a job as doing that. So I get that boozy aftertaste, which isn't bad. It has a good flavor to it. Again, just those subtle notes of flavor. I can definitely taste the hops. It's a higher IBU than a lot of the other Imperials that are out there. And you definitely get that little bit of a kick, in the higher IBU content, but, you know, it is actually a good beer. I enjoy it. I rated it 3.75 on Untappd. So it's one of those. If I have one laying around the house, I'll drink it. I wouldn't let it go to waste. But at the same time, I'm not going to go out of my way to seek it out. But again, nice solid beer from a new brewery that we've never had from Sawyer, Michigan.
Well, that's cool.
12 fluid ounces.
That's too bad. I've got something, and I'm going to go back really to our first, as far as when we've had these, when I've had these. Going to go back to the very first time we had beer on the show, episode 4, TTB004, Inconvenient Pooping. And the only other time I had episode 24, Rob Likes Sausage. So the first time I had the Three Notched Brewing 43rd American Pale Ale. And then the second time I had the Three Notched 40 Mile IPA. And this time, and I've been anxious to try it, but I've got Three Notched Brewing Company Jack's Java Espresso Stout. So I expect it's going to have a lot of coffee in it. And I poured it, and it's a lot like yours, where it's got the darker look to it. And this is, this 12 fluid ounce bottle as well. So I think sometimes when you're not quite sure about something, you don't want the big bottle. But this one, I do feel that I wish that I had it, or at least another one. But the website says, David Fafara, Roastmaster at Shenandoah Joe, right across the street from the original Three Notched location, came up with a special three-roast coffee blend just for this beer. The coffee beans are cold-infused, allowing the fresh flavor and aroma to dominate without acidity. All of this is backed by a rich and hearty oatmeal stout with great semi-sweet baking chocolate-like sweetness. And the characteristics is the stout, flavor espresso, color dark, alcohol by volume, a fairly low 5.5%, and IBUs are 30. So I'm going to give it a shot and see if I can taste the coffee. Smell it.
It's funny that we waited till episode 4 to start drinking beer on the show.
We were finding our way.
I mean, we were, and we just kind of like, it was just an idea like, hey, we should drink beer. We both like beer. Mm-hmm. We should drink beer while we're doing the show.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of went downhill from there.
It's been a fun part of the show. I think it was one of those not really decisions, but just, hey, let's just try this. And it's been fun. But this beer is really good. It does have a very strong coffee taste. So rather than a coffee stout, it's the espresso stout. So it's definitely got more of a coffee to it. More so than I think some of the others, like the Arabica Dabber that we've had that had coffee to it. This one, you're really going to have to kind of like a black coffee to enjoy it. The chocolate is very subtle. There's not a whole lot to it. Again, most of it overwhelming as far as the flavor is coffee, but not so much so. You do taste the beer in there. So you definitely feel that it's one of the coffee beers, and I like it. I rated it a 4 on Untappd. I would seek it out again. And if I am back up at the Total Wines, they did send me a coupon for how much I spent. we'll grab some more.
They should give you stock in the store.
They should. Yeah. And Three Notched is somewhere here in Northern Virginia, and it is, Charlottesville, Virginia. So down near where, Thomas Jefferson lived, down in Monticello. So not too far from here, about an hour and a half, 2 hours or so from me.
Do you think that Thomas Jefferson was a big fan of Three Notched?
Probably was. I would say he probably visited there quite a bit. And I'm sure they have a beer named after him. I mean, they would have had to have been around since then. They've got three axes there on the bottle. So must be where the notches come from.
Must be.
Yeah, I think Jefferson, he liked that stuff.
He was a drunkard. He liked his, he liked his craft beers.
He liked his craft beers, and he liked his women.
No, not so much as Budweiser's, but his craft beers he was a big fan of.
No, you know what he hated? He hated robocalls, Rob. He hated all the robocalls. He hated whenever people would prank call him. But the biggest thing was he did not like people calling him and hanging up.
No, because who does like that?
No. And we've gotten our fair share. We've tried calling him back, but it doesn't work out. We've got some pretty cool voicemails in the past as well, but I don't know. Have you gotten any? My phone upstairs is ringing off the hook, too. My cell phone's the only one that anybody actually calls, so I have a feeling it's these robocallers that are trying to get me.
Well, luckily, our home phone, nobody ever has that number. I don't even know what the phone number is. We don't use it. It's simply there just in case there's an emergency and the cell phones don't work, or we're not home and there's a babysitter or something like that. So, but I do get a fair amount on my cell phone. I have an app on there that blocks a lot of them, and I have it set where it doesn't even ring my phone because it's just a waste of time. But
yeah, but is that Hiya? You still using that?
Yeah, I use Hiya. I tried to use RoboKiller for a while, and that's a really cool app because what it does is it answers the phone for you and it fucks with them.
We could do that. We've tried.
Which is kind of cool, but it never worked for me. I don't know what it was. It just, I never got any calls, and I kind of wanted him to call me at that point because I wanted to see how it worked, cuz it records it and lets you listen to it. But unfortunately it just wasn't working out. And then there was a free trial, and then if I kept it, it was going to be like $39 for the year or $29 for the year. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay for that. So Hiya is back on there. It seems to be working just fine. I'm not getting a lot of the calls. Yeah. But it's nonetheless, probably a
good idea that it doesn't work because the scams that are out there now.
Well, yeah. There's the latest one here. And if you go to Bro Bible, we'll put the link in the show notes as we always do. But, there's a new scam in which they call you sometimes multiple times, and then they hang up after one ring. And I've gotten those before where it rings and then it stops. And I'm not one to like call them back because I know it's a scam, and I know that it's just it's a waste of time to call it back. Like if they were really wanting to talk to me, they'd leave a voicemail.
They wouldn't have hung up.
They'd leave a voicemail and so on and so forth. So I know that they're calling to scam me. So I don't call them back. But this new scam, what it is they call you enough times to where you're the person who's being scammed is tempted to finally say, what the fuck, pick up the phone and call them back. And what it's doing is it's spoofing like it's masking, in other words,
yeah,
using another local number, like a 900 number. Yeah. So what's happening is they're calling this number back, which turns out to be a number that charges the user to place that call.
And yeah, then by
the
minute.
And the scammers are collecting the fee for that, or part of the fee from that call that you're calling. So they're collecting all these fees from people that are calling them back.
They're reaping the reward.
Yeah, yeah.
Reaping.
I mean, part of me kind of thinks, why didn't I think of that first? But
that would be a good idea. We could sit here and do that once a week.
Yeah,
just for an hour.
We'd make a ton of money.
Well, that makes me scared, because the times that I've tried to call them back, but that's really been a couple weeks now.
I don't do that, though. Fuck those guys, right?
We tried to call them back on the show, Rob, and you let me do it.
It's always on your phone, though.
That's true.
Listen,
I'm going to need you to send me your phone.
If you ever get scammed I pay for that, too.
Send me Collins.
If you ever get scammed because I told you to call a number on the show, I'll split it with you halfway. So,
oh man, yeah. So be careful if you're, you know, I think if we ever got a call while we were sitting here, I might take it, but I don't know that I trust calling back any of these ones that call, like Microsoft, when they called because they still owe me all that money. I don't think it's a good idea.
Never got your check, huh?
Never got my check.
Unfortunate.
Not at all. I'd say off with their head, I think we're probably done with that, but I really have to ask you, because I keep seeing it on the news, but there's like, what, is there one episode, two episodes left of Game of Thrones, and then it's done?
There's one episode left this Sunday.
Well, and then don't tell too much, because there are probably people that are still trying to catch up to it. Are you cool with it, or are you not cool with it? Are you excited, or you're not excited?
I mean, I'm excited because it's the best show that I've ever watched. So, yeah. And it's the culmination of it. So I'm excited about that. But in what's funny is, so I work with a ton of people that watch the show, and so we sit down and we have conversations when we're supposed to be working, but we sit down and we have conversations about season 8, which is the season that's airing right now. And I will say this, you know, I don't love season 8. It's definitely, so far, there's been some great parts of it, but overall it's not been my favorite season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's because, you know, it's a very complex story. There's a lot of things happening, a lot of character arcs, a lot of different things, and I almost feel like they decided to, okay, all these things have to culminate in this show, and we're going to do it all in 6 episodes. We'll make the episodes a little bit longer, but we're going to do it all in 6 episodes. So I don't hate the fact that some of the characters who have been around since the first episode have died, or that some of the characters that you've loved for the entire show, all of a sudden now you hate them, and vice versa. But it's just, I feel like the whole season has just been rushed. So they're doing they're trying to get through too many things in too little time. And so that's the unfortunate part of it, is I feel like they're doing everything, and they kind of wrote it in haste, which I don't like. But nonetheless, I mean, even with the season the way it's been, and regardless of what who's sitting on the throne, how this is at the end, it's still going to be the best show I've ever seen. So you know, just when you look at the 8 seasons, it's unfortunate how they're playing out the last season, just because they're trying to do too much.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too, I was trying to think about it, because I saw a little bit of that, and I think if I ever actually get around to watching it, that I would not want to know too much. But I figured that sometimes when you get to those last seasons, that people have it so hyped up and you've waited so long that you expect it to be a certain way. And there's a certain bit of that. I mean, you look at some series, and I want to watch The Big Bang Theory, see how that ended. But I remember back to a lot of shows that I watched, and the last episode, you expect this big giant thing, and it's tough to pull off. So that's people that have been so invested in it, That makes it difficult. So you're almost in a better position if you haven't watched it, and you want to go back and just watch the whole thing, because you you're just rolling with it as it goes, and you're not waiting and then building it up, and then you know, it's I think in those cases it's probably a little bit different for those people who are still trying to catch up to it than, you know, people who have been all along watching it and then expecting a certain thing and not getting it.
And I think that's part of it too. If this was just like a regular season in the middle of the series, I think it'd be a little bit different. But it's the fact that, like you said, it was so built up. Season 7 aired in 2017. So literally 2017, season 7 aired.
Shame. Shame.
Oh boy.
Shame.
That bell gets me every time.
Fucking bell.
Shame.
But
that was Cersei, right? They were walking her down with her short hair.
And she was naked.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but
and she had yet to be naked in any of the episodes before that, too.
No, I don't think she had been naked, but she was
covered with her
brother. She was 100% naked in that one. Like, there was literally there was nothing spared on that one. At the end, it's just the fact that we had to wait 2 years for it. It was so built up, and I think in our heads we were just thinking that this is just going to completely blow our minds. But it's another season of the show, and it's the last season, and some of the episodes have been great. Episode 3 was phenomenal. Episode 5, last week's episode, was phenomenal. We didn't like some of the things that happened, but it was a phenomenal episode. So, you know,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, so we'll see how Sunday goes. You know, obviously by the time this episode of the Two Bobs is available,
it'll be done.
It'll already be done, and I'll be very sad to see it go. That was
season 8, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm only 2 seasons behind.
You are not in season 6.
How did I know about Shame?
I don't know how you knew about it.
And how did I know that she had not been naked, Rob? We've been binging the shit out of this show.
Have you really?
Shame.
Yeah, I just watched I just watched season 6 episode 2 before I came down here.
You wait until literally most of the way through the last season before you start binging the shit out of Game of
Thrones.
I got
to catch up now.
That's funny. So have you and Melissa both been watching it, or?
That's what happened. We were doing something, and I can't remember. And I think she had been hearing the buzz about the season coming up, and she's like, well, maybe. And I had already watched the first couple episodes that we talked about, and I said, well, I'm not really going to get into it because I'm never going to find time to watch it by myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not good. I got enough grief watching baseball that I said, I'm not going to be able to watch this where she has to, like, not even be in the same room.
That's true.
So we got through the first episode, and, you know, it was kind of, and then now once she gets hooked, she's all in. So she's like, oh, we got to watch it. You know, so
well, you're hooked, right? You're hooked on the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And she mocks me because, you know, my brain is fucked up and it doesn't work all the time.
Yeah.
I have no clue what's going on. I feel better now after 6 seasons than I did at the beginning because more people have died and I have less people to keep track of.
Oh man, you've seen so many good stuff. The Red Wedding.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we just watched that last week.
Let's see here. Has the Battle of the Bastards happened yet? That might be season 6.
No, it's coming.
I'm really excited, Robert. How did you,
Hodor?
Why did you hide this from me this whole time?
Shame.
We could have.
It's been 2 weeks.
We could have had so many discussions.
Shame.
We've only been watching it for like 3 weeks.
Shame.
So last week when we didn't talk last week, and that's probably why.
Shame.
So then,
what's funny? So you started playing the shame drop, and I'm in my mind as I'm talking, I'm thinking, I'm like, how does, like, it, I'm like, that's not like, that wasn't
shame.
A big thing
shame.
In the no. show where, like, the general public shame. Who hasn't watched it knows what the, shame.
Well, you've seen the,
shame. With the lady, the with the bell, yeah.
But I had no idea what that was, and then I saw the, of course, I
oh,
saw
man,
the thing.
You are in for, some big,
heaving bosom.
Some big surprises coming up here.
Yeah, Melissa's not all that happy. If I, like, pop the thing, comes up and there's that say nudity, I'm like, well, fuck, we can skip this one.
You're not skipping the episodes, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I say that's my joke. I said, oh, if it doesn't say nudity, Yeah, well, strong language, but whatever.
A lot of episodes. Yeah,
new guy, forget this. I'm going to go get something to eat.
You know what, though? The nudity, it's not as much as it was. Like, in the beginning, it was pretty hot, pretty frequent, but it kind of slowed down. Daenerys gets, you know, naked every once in a while because, you know, her clothes get burned off and stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah, and a little short dude. He just took the chains off the dragons.
Tyrion, yeah.
Yeah, Tyrion. See, I don't know. I recognize them, and then they all look the same, and I wait till one of them dies.
Yeah, I like Tyrion.
And I go, okay, well, that's the guy that's still alive then. She's like, oh, you remember when they did that? It's like, I don't know who those people were.
Oh, man.
So maybe when I said, and I told her, I said, look, I have a hard time with remembering all that. So I like Big Bang Theory. There's, what, 6 people I got to keep track of. That's it. I can do that.
Yeah.
But when all these people have long hair, they're all dirty. They're all wearing, you know, these like big thick woolen things. A couple of them got dogs. I know who those people are, but
they have dire wolves. They don't have dogs.
Yeah. Right. See. Yeah. The dire wolves. The dire wolves, and then the dogs. They don't get along, so they got to keep them separated.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we've been watching. That's the other thing too. And there's a lot of it because it's the last episode. We've been like turning the TV off in the middle of stuff because something will come up. Like, so, and I catch little things like,
sure.
I saw something, BuzzFeed popped up. It goes, oh, it's or whatever. It's like, oh fuck. Oh, well, you'll still see what happens building up to it, but
you will. And it is still, again, episode or season 8, there's some good episodes. This series takes a pretty dramatic turn. Some of the character arcs just completely are obliterated during season 8, but you'll enjoy it. It's still when all is said and done, I'm hoping you will think how I feel, which it's still probably to me it's the best show that's ever been produced on television. Yeah. But, you know, if not the best in your opinion, then pretty like one of the better shows that's been out on television.
Yeah,
I mean, certainly just the production value. There's no show has ever put that much production value into their show. So,
well, that's what she said. She said you look at some of the sets and just the choreography and the things that they have to do. So, but anyhow, so I'll anybody's catching up to us at this point, there's probably going to be a tape rewind in there as I cut a bunch of stuff out because we went on a bit more of a tangent than a lot of people will be interested in, but a little bit of Game of Thrones, and hopefully if you're watching it, nothing was spoiled.
It's good to have some Game of Thrones in the show. I'm so I'm pumped Shame. Now, Robert. I'm so excited.
Well, we'll be Shame. Done soon, because we got it. Although our nights are still busy with other things, with baseball and soccer, so we've been staying up so late the last couple of weekends.
Oh, boy. I had
just to get through episodes.
I had some 3 a.m. nights.
Yeah.
Like I remember watching, and because Kelly's never watched it, it was just me. So yeah. I'd be watching it, and then like an episode would come on. It's like midnight, and I'm like, all right, I'll watch one more. And then that episode would end, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta see what happens. So I'd watch another one. Then all of a sudden, I'm just like, oh boy, I can't sleep unless I know what's gonna happen next. So let me just start the next episode, but sure as shit, I ended up watching the whole episode. But you know,
there's no good stopping point most of the time.
There never is a good stopping point in that show.
We've got a lot of crazy news since we weren't here last week. So now that we've derailed it enough, we'll dive on in.
Let's do it. Lots going on in the world last couple weeks that we need to
shame
on this guy.
Shame.
So.
Shame.
That bell. Melissa Shame. Heard me in the room the other day, and I was editing that. So I got the full one. That's that one.
Yeah.
Shame.
And then I have just the short one. It's the shame, the bell, shame. And then shame, and then it stops. So I'm in there editing it, and I'm just howling. She's like, what are you doing? I said, nothing.
What do you feel about that?
She kept asking me, did you tell him? And I said, no, I didn't tell him anything.
What do you think about that high scepter?
The old guy?
Yeah.
Nothing's happened to him. He came in during the little the funeral for the girl.
And
then the one-handed guy was going to tell him to go away, and then the other guards came out, and then he left, and that's all I've seen so far.
Okay, gotcha. So I won't say anything more about him,
because that's why I'm gonna go up and watch some more.
Well, because I was thinking I'm like, wait, did you get to a particular point, and there's a reason I asked you that then. But you haven't gotten there yet, so I'm done talking about
it. Probably next.
So let's talk about horse sex.
Shame.
I'm going to need another beer for that.
So the first story takes us to Maryland, where a man was arrested after trying to arrange a sexual encounter with a horse. Oh, boy.
He's actually from Maryland, but he drove to Virginia to do this, Rob. Not too far for me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad you came out unscathed.
My horses were fine.
This is according to Loudoun County Animal Services.
Loudoun.
I guess that works too. Loudoun County
Animal. It has a very strange spelling, so Loudoun's probably not that far from what a lot of people say.
Exactly. So, a Maryland man was arrested Thursday, May 2nd, after trying to arrange a sexual encounter with a horse, according to Loudoun County Animal Services. James Van Dundas, 67, of North Potomac, was charged with attempted carnal knowledge of an animal. Authorities say Van Dundas solicited an undercover officer with the LCAS to arrange the deed at Balls Bluff Park, where he instead...
Oh, of course it was.
Where you been there?
Balls Deep Park. That's right now.
Where he... instead was met by Leesburg police. Following his arrest, Van Dundas was released on a $2,500 bond and prohibited from contact with animals of all species, including humans, pending a May 6th appearance at Loudoun County General District Court.
There we go.
We recognize that proactive investigations are one of the best ways to ensure the community is safe. Department of Animal Services Director Nina Stively said in a release, "We do not want to wait for crimes against animals to happen. We want to prevent them. Under the Code of Virginia, you're not allowed to fuck animals.
No.
Crimes against nature involving animals are a Class 6 felony, which carry maximum penalty of up to 5 years in prison and $2,500 fine." Earlier this year, the Virginia Court of Appeals upheld the Commonwealth's ban on bestiality through the Crimes Against Nature statute. How has that affected you?
Well, I'm a little bit more tense than usual.
Recognizing that animals are not...
not sleeping is good.
...able to provide consent. So you can't have sexual, consensual sex with a horse, in other words.
No. No matter what they say, you can't do it.
One thing they didn't mention here was the horse male or female?
Yeah,
This guy looks like a horse fucker, though. I mean, look at him.
Yeah. Yeah. I like his crooked mugshot, too.
Yeah, why is he leaning like that?
Does he have one leg shorter than the other?
They didn't mention that he has a peg leg.
this photo here.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, weird dude. So he not only decided that he was going to do this with a horse, but he drove to a completely different state to do this. They've got to have
law. Really went out of his way.
Yeah,
I know. Well, maybe in Maryland, if you fuck a horse, you can get the death penalty or something. So he figured he'd go to Virginia, where he can just, worst case, he gets 5 years at a $2,500 fine.
Yeah.
What's funny is, I feel like the fines never match up to the time. Like, if somebody was like, "Hey, do you want to either go to jail for 5 years or give me $2,500? I'm writing a fucking check. Like, no problem. But if it was, you know, $2.5 million for fucking a horse, I feel like at that point, you know, you might just take the prison time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, North Potomac, it's not your run of the mill, you know, like trailer park. This is $500,000 homes and up. 500 and up. So $500,000 is the bare minimum to get in North Potomac. So this guy's got a lot of dough, a lot of smarts. Yeah,
a lot of them have forces too, I hear.
Yeah, probably. Well, James, get some help.
Yeah, horse fucker James. That's if you're a show title.
I'll make it work. I'm gonna write this down because I'm gonna forget.
TTP 101, horse fucker James,
horse effer James. Yeah, that'll work.
Boy,
all right. Well, we're gonna go down to Florida because every now and then we just have to go down there and visit Florida man. And this comes from our friends at the Huffington Post, and it actually leads off. Florida man gets DUI after crashing his lawnmower into a police car.
Oh man.
Well, it gets better. The suspect's driver's license has been suspended, Rob, since 1978.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, a Florida man is facing charges of driving under the influence after he crashed his riding lawnmower into a police car on Saturday.
Well, I mean, just because you don't have a driver's license because it's been suspended for 40-something years doesn't mean you can't drive a lawnmower, right?
Yeah, they didn't say it. No license required. The Haines City Police Department.
Look at this fucking guy, too. Look at these eyes. Yeah,
he's been rough. 68-year-old Gary Wayne Anderson crashed into the vehicle while an officer was away from the car. Thank goodness. The officer walked back to the car after hearing the crash and saw a man on a lawnmower with a trailer. According to the Bradenton Herald, the officer noted minor damage to a rear plastic piece on the vehicle, and Anderson admitted hitting the cruiser but insisted there was no damage. Anderson told the officer he was drunk, according to police, and according to his eyes. Officer said Anderson was unable to complete the field sobriety tests and said his demeanor ranged from laughing to aggressive. After Anderson was taken into custody, he reportedly accused the police of poisoning him and asked to be taken to a hospital. Police said that Anderson's blood alcohol content registered 241.241.
That's a good amount of drunk.
Yeah, more than three times the legal limit there.
Wait, never mind.
Yeah.
That was nothing compared to the next little bit of information.
And then he also had cocaine in his system.
Oh, yeah, cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine does it every time.
That's some cocaine. Yeah,
however, Anderson insisted the police put the cocaine in his system, making his point with profane language and racial slurs. That always gets the point across.
Yeah. Police always hide cocaine in their pockets so they can plant it on perps. Yep.
Put it down your throat. Yeah. Along with the DUI, Anderson was charged with refusing to submit to a DUI test after a license suspension. He had two prior convictions, and his license has been suspended since 1978, as I said.
So if you're driving a lawnmower while you're drunk, that's illegal?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's only illegal once you crash it into a police car. That's when they draw the line.
I gotcha. So that's the point where they have an issue with it.
Yeah, they don't mind if you drive it drunk. It just, they don't want you to crash it.
Start breaking their shit, then. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah, I don't know if a police officer has to pay for that if you damage it. I mean, I assume we do.
Well, it's a frothy beer you're drinking there.
It is. It's the Milk Stout Nitro, which we had many, many moons ago.
Yes.
So it's got the head on it. I haven't had one in a while. It's a lot smoother than a lot of the other beers that I drink. So sometimes I remember when we had it, it's like, oh, this is really good. And now you have a lot of other beers that have a lot of a bit more of a dynamic flavor. This one's a lot smoother, so it's kind of hard to really enjoy it as much. But sometimes the smoothness is welcome.
I like the smoothness. And that's what you get with the nitro beers, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have that carbonation in there. It has that smoother, kind of flatter, I want to say, taste to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Still good, though.
Did we finish the story?
We did.
Oh, okay, good.
The next one's good. This is all, I think this show art this week is going to be all mugshots.
Oh, man, look at this guy.
I don't like the way he's looking at me.
Ooh. This guy's in rough shape.
He's looking at both of us.
Oh, boy. By the way, this one isn't. This
two different states.
Florida as well. Right, yeah. Where a new man was shooting hoops.
Nude?
A nude man.
Yeah.
Was shooting hoops, and he told the cops playing naked and enhances his skill level. That's all. That's it. That's the whole story. No,
that's my line, really.
A nude man found playing basketball last night in Florida Park told police that he feels playing naked enhances his skill level.
According His crossover to an, is deadly.
According to an arrest report, the Italian the Hoopster's bust for indecent exposure. Responding to a call about a white male who was not wearing clothing inside Candyland Park in Longwood and at an Orlando suburb, a patrolman discovered Jordan Anderson, 29, shooting hoops while unencumbered by any clothing. Why does his face look like? It looks like he got punched in the face.
You can't.
When When Officer William Humphreys asked Anderson what he was doing, the suspect stated he was working on his basketball skills and he feels playing naked enhances his skill level. His penis is hanging out there as he's bouncing the ball. It's not the only ball that was bouncing on that court.
No.
Anderson, the report notes, was asked to put on his clothing on and he complied. So that's good. Park, he must have been done with his practice. A park employee had initially spotted Anderson seen at right. Oh boy, man, you should see this picture. Balling sans clothes and balling sans clothes and dialed 911. Since Anderson was in public exposing his sexual organs, he was charged with indecent exposure and booked into the Seminole County Jail on the misdemeanor charge. He is locked up in lieu of a $500 bond. Obviously, he just spent his last $500 on clothes.
Yeah. To go to Candyland Park.
Look at that. And I like the way they show a little map here. There's like baseball. The there's several baseball diamonds. And then right there's a red arrow. It's like this is where his nuts were and his penis were exposed right here.
Scratch here.
Scratch and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh man.
The guys had worse things happen, I think. Looks like he's had a better day. Pretty much every day.
Do you think it really helps your ball game though? Your ball
Your ball game is always enhanced when your pants are off, Rob.
That's true. My ball game is way better when I'm not wearing pants.
I can look at this guy and tell you he's got a lot of time to play basketball.
Well, that's true. Speaking of pants, though, where's our next story bring us?
Well, next story is going to keep us in Florida, but this time it's going to be Florida woman. She, equal rights and all. She wants to be included. But a Florida woman pulls an alligator out of her yoga pants during a police search. When Florida police stopped and searched a truck. Yep, truck Monday. To make sure no one collected prohibited wildlife, a woman reportedly pulled a 1-foot alligator out of the yoga pants she was wearing.
Oh, man.
I don't know how they would not have seen it. Miami Herald reports the discovery took place when deputies for the Charlotte County Sheriff's Department stationed in the Tamiami Trail saw a pickup truck run through a stop sign, probably biting her. The driver, 22-year-old Michael Clemens, and a passenger, 25-year-old Ariel Manchin-Lekire, were approached by officers.
Nice.
Yeah. The duo told police they were attempting to collect frogs and snakes. I bet they were. Snakes and clams. The deputy then asked permission to search their bags to make sure they had not collected any protected wildlife.
Fair enough.
And they found her bag was filled with 41 tiny turtles. When asked if she had anything else on her, she said she then pulled the alligator from her pants and placed it on the truck's bed. Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission were reportedly called to investigate it, but it's not clear if Clemens or Mancha and Lekierde were charged. I don't know how you get a foot-long alligator in your pants.
Well, I walk around with a foot.
Yeah, python, Rob. That's different.
Yeah,
that you would expect, but an alligator, that would hurt. That'd bite you.
They don't bite as hard. It's true.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't really have an outie, so she doesn't have to worry about that. But that's why Michael Clemens didn't have it in his pants. He's got more to worry about.
Exactly. not as much to latch onto.
Exactly.
Case, right?
Yeah.
But it was crazy. I mean, yoga pants, they don't really leave a whole lot for the imagination. So, I feel like if there were just a chick walking by with an alligator in her yoga pants,
you'd probably notice it.
Pretty obvious, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a foot long. That's pretty big. Not a lot of room in there either.
There's
not. My yoga pants, if I'm wearing them, you could tell if I had an alligator.
No, for sure. When I put my pants on, I mean, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, do you wear yoga pants when you ride your Peloton?
No. I refuse to wear spandex or anything in that realm. I wear a good old pair of shorts and a t-shirt. And,
a protector of the realm, Rob.
It works for me. I got to protect my realm. That's why I don't wear yoga pants.
Oh, boy. Where's the next one?
The next one takes us. Where's York County? Alexa, where's York County?
York County, South Carolina is a U.S. county in South Carolina. It shares a border with Cleveland County, North Carolina, Gaston County, North Carolina, Cherokee County, South Carolina, Lancaster County, South Carolina, Chester County, South Carolina, and Union County, South Carolina.
If you didn't know where it was, Alexa, where is...
Sorry, what was that?
Well, I couldn't find it because I scrolled. Oh, York. I think this is Pennsylvania.
I don't know that.
Alexa, where is Newberry Township?
Newberry Township, LaGrange County, Indiana is a place in Indiana.
Oh, we're both right or wrong.
We're both one of we still don't know where it doesn't fucking matter.
We think we're going to Indiana.
Yeah, York. Wait, York Daily Record. Hold on. I can figure this out.
Yeah, it just says part of the USA Today. It doesn't tell you where it is.
Huh. Well, shit.
That's fine. You tell us the story, and I'll see if I can get to the bottom of this.
No, I feel like Ted Check, who wrote this article, is from... It's called Gillian and Ask Her.
She's got to know Ted Check.
California privacy notice. Well, that doesn't...
Oh, yeah, I do see that. And then work with us. Oh, it's Gannett. But see, it's USA Today. It could be anywhere.
Who knows? Well, anyway, taking this to York County, it lost...
That's all they need to know.
It lost... Cat triggers a rampage at a York County church. Police say Paul Robert O'Neill allegedly trespassed inside a Newberry Township church, issuing a threat and damaging property, police said. Paul Robert O'Neill was reportedly so upset about his missing cat that he trespassed inside a Newberry Township church on Friday, causing damage as he searched its rooms for his pet, according to charging documents. So he lost his cat and then proceeded to ransack a church, thinking his cat was there.
Right. Whoa. The cat's not going to be afraid and run away when he's going crazy, destroying things.
Listen, nobody's getting pussy at a church. When his search came up empty,
Catholic church,
he warned a member of the Slavic Baptist church that if he did not find the feline there, the church would be in big trouble. If he did, goddamn. When his search came up empty, he warned a member of the Slavic Baptist church that if he did find the feline there, the church would be in big trouble. O'Neill, 45, of the first block of Maple Hill Drive, also lit a fire on his neighboring property on Saturday as police were speaking with church members, documents state. O'Neill faces charges of burglary.
Burgle.
Criminal trespass, institutional vandalism at a place of worship, disorderly conduct, and loitering and prowling at night, according to online court dockets. As of Monday, O'Neill remained in New York County prison on $100,000 bail. He has a preliminary hearing before District Court Judge Scott J. Gross scheduled for May 17th.
Gross!
Dockets indicate at 10:18 p.m. Friday, Newberry Township police responded to a call about a suspicious person at a church, which is also located in the first block of Maple Hill Drive.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, it's in York County.
Yeah.
Church member Lyudmila Kolesnik.
Ashbishak Shekdev
told police that O'Neill had entered the annex building on the church's property without permission and began yelling about his cat. Documents state. After O'Neill's search of the building's rooms for his cat proved to be fruitless, he told Kolesnik that if he finds his cat there, they will be in big trouble. Documents state. On his way out, the property, O'Neill kicked a hole in a door outside the building. Documents state. As funny as nowhere in here does it say why he thought the cat was at the church.
No, it's not well written.
Police spoke with O'Neill, who admitted walking into the church building and confronting those inside. Documents state. Police were called back to the property on Saturday after members found damage to their chapel, located about 30 yards from the annex building.
Shame.
According to documents. So why Shame. Why would the church be hiding the cat in the first place?
A sacrifice.
Look, it's a Baptist church. Looking at video surveillance footage, police were able to determine O'Neill entered the chapel through an open window and damaged several locked doors. Again, looking for his cat, documents state. When police were on scene, speaking with members of the church, Mr. O'Neill started a fire right next to his attached screen and porch, according to documents. If I have to say one more time, documents state or according to documents.
Yeah.
The fire caused damage to O'Neill's porch and spouting.
Oh, no. And he killed his cat with the fire.
Documents.
The cat was inside.
Documents states. Mr. O'Neill later relayed to police information that indicates he started.
Here it comes.
The fire to draw police attention. Documents states. Police attention. According to the documents, there were documents. Right. Apparently, there were documents. They had documents, right? The dockets. But
they didn't document
the dockets,
where the cat was.
There were dockets, and there were documents, and every fucking sentence in this entire article ends with dockets or documents stating things.
It does. So the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, according to documents, again looking for his cat, documents state, according to documents, documents state, documents state. Yeah, that was a tough read. And if you scroll up, it really does say documents. And all but one paragraph.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
And then another one says dockets indicate.
Oh, he must have misspelled documents.
He wasn't sure. Spell check wasn't working at that point.
Who is this fucktard that wrote this? Ted Check? I hope he listens to the show. You're a terrible writer, and you shouldn't be reporting the news.
Oh, crime report. Yeah. Well, he looks like he's burning buildings down looking for his cat. You click on his picture?
Yeah. Well, it's not even.
His eyes are all bugging out.
Have you seen the bitch in the next article here? She looks dead.
All right. Let me look. Look, I got a pop-up that wants me to subscribe.
She looks like the chick from Nightmare Before Christmas.
I did see this one, and I'm glad that we're ready to talk about it. Because this one's going to take us to the New York Daily News, and we know where that is.
It's in York.
Right. It's in Indiana somewhere.
New York, South Carolina, let's be honest.
Alexa, where is New York?
New York is a city in Kings County, New York in the Northeast in the United States. Other customers have also asked, where is Michigan? Would you like to know the answer?
No.
You don't want to know where Michigan is. It's nobody should come here unless it's to live, I suppose.
Pet-loving prowler sneaks into a home, pets the dog, washes dishes, and takes nothing.
Maybe Karen Crook. She noticed the dog was dirty, right?
Yeah. Karen Crook snuck into a home, pet the dog, and washed the dishes, documents state. Then she left, according to documents.
And then several hours later, they took this picture.
A complete stranger.
A week later, they found her, took this picture that you see here as a mugshot. How they got her eyes.
Caught her completely by surprise.
Oh, man. This is what meth will do to you.
That's exactly. A complete stranger sauntered through the back door. So she didn't just walk. She didn't open the door. She sauntered.
Oh, she sauntered in.
Yeah. Uninvited, plopped down on the couch and started stroking the canine. That's a good episode,
stroking
too.
The canine.
The resident of Hamden, Ohio, told police. This is kind of Ohio because they do have a meth problem. On May 6th, around 9 a.m., the Vinton County Sheriff's Office received a call about a burglary in Hamden. The Vinton County, Ohio Sheriff's Office said in a statement, documents state. The deputies arrived and spoke with an individual, documents state, who stated a female came into the residence through the back door. Yeah, she did. Sat down on the couch and began to pet the family dog, wash the dishes, and then left. The resident told police they do not know the female, and the female was not invited into the residence and would not be coming back for Thanksgiving, and that she was acting very strange. As the victim spoke to police, another call came in saying a woman matching the benevolent burglary's description was knocking on doors around the neighborhood. She's probably selling Amway. The woman's name was Cheyenne Ewing.
She needs like a whole bunch of Amway on her face.
Yeah, she appeared to be under the influence of narcotics, which we never would have believed.
Not by that they picture.
They did not give her age because she was probably about 17. It's like olive oil
she's,
had a bad
she's, eight, she's 17 going on 70.
Ewing gave a fake name because her name was Cheyenne like and told a deputy.
Can't tell, though.
Well, no, she's not really smiling, Rob. She's not happy. She's kind of covering that bottom lip like it's probably on fire.
She's not happy because she thinks that she'll never see the pet again.
Yeah, she really liked that dog. Ewing was arrested, charged with burglary, and scheduled for a bond hearing on Tuesday, the statement said. A relative told WSADZ that they hoped Ewing would seek out much-needed help.
WSADZ.
Yeah, WSADZ. Much-needed help. Yeah, she looks like she could be in good need of being taken care of. No meth. She needs to leave the meth.
She looks like she could be in the hospital or a coffin.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what's going on with her.
I just saw the headline for the next one.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good time.
Yeah. So our next...
This one's yours.
Our next story, our last story of the evening, brings us to our friends at World News Daily Report. We're going to stay in New York, where a blind woman was arrested after breastfeeding her guide dog in a New York subway, of all places, too. Oh, good. A blind Canadian woman. Oh, she's Canadian. So they do things differently.
That explains it.
I mean, she's pretty much, that's normal there.
Yeah.
A blind Canadian woman was arrested last night in the New York City subway after breastfeeding her guide dog in public, causing outrage among other passengers. 53-year-old Margaret Smith from Toronto in Canada climbed on the train with her dog at the Grand Central Station around 9:30 p.m., last night to get back to her hotel. Okay. To get back to her hotel in the Bronx after spending the day visiting Manhattan. Soon after getting on board, she began breastfeeding her guide dog. I mean, that's efficient, right? And
we've all done it
in front of dozens. We've all breastfed something in our lives.
Yeah.
In front of dozens of other passengers and continued despite several requests from shocked witnesses. Other passengers, especially because the dogs, they don't really suckle. They just lick. Other dogs,
yeah, that's true.
It's like slurping up water out of a dish. Other passengers, maybe she was like squirting it, like, you know.
Like a fountain.
Yeah, exactly. Other passengers eventually called the police, and damn it, that's not my fault they wrote that like that.
They always do.
Other passengers eventually called the police.
It's never your fault, Rob.
And after she refused to cooperate. After a few minutes of confrontation, her guide dog bit a policeman, so Miss Smith was arrested, handcuffed, and taken off the train with her animal. NYPD spokesman Lieutenant Mauricio Ramirez says the officers tried to simply convince her to stop, but had no choice but to arrest her after one of them had got bitten.
Oh, no.
Yep. The accused seemed unaware that what she was doing was illegal in the county, and it's just in Kings County, though. You can breastfeed your dog other places. And she showed very uncooperative. Oh, boy. After her dog bit one of the officers.
Document state.
According to dockets, they had no choice but to arrest her. Ms. Smith says she had no idea that breastfeeding her guide dog in public was illegal in the United States. And says she, because see, you can breastfeed anything you want in public in Canada. She would never have come to New York if she had known. In Canada, breastfeeding is a constitutional right. I've been breastfeeding my dogs for 25 years. And how does she lactate still? And never had any problems.
Oh, wow.
This country is a dictatorship.
Oh, no.
Smith faces 14 criminal charges, including gross indecency, resisting her arrest, and assaults on a police officer. If found guilty on all charges, she could face a total of 17 years in jail and a fine of See, this is bad. This is at least a little bit better. A fine of $135,000. I feel like jail fines should be no less than like $50,000. $2,500. What is that? She could also be forbidden from entering the United States for 25 years. She was released this morning after paying a $15,000 bail. That was U.S. dollars. Her trial is set to begin next Monday at the New York County Criminal Court.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess they're not really as tolerant in New York as we thought.
Apparently not. Apparently not. But, you know.
Why is she wearing sunglasses inside? I mean, it's her guide dog. She can still put the sunglasses away.
Well, so you can't see like her googly eyes, right?
That's true. They look like these.
They look like Mr. Cocky Nuts' eyes when you take her glasses off. speaking of dogs, did you hear the story of the Chinese restaurant accused of stealing and cooking dozens of dogs?
No.
Well, go to Real News Daily Report. You can read all about it.
The Chinese fertility clinic accused of inseminating women with pig semen.
Canadian hunters shoot down a terrifying 45-pound mosquito.
That was going to be there until I saw this one with the dog. And I said, all right, well, that's good.
Hong Kong porn star is first man to receive horse-to-human penis transplant. Now, if you're using a horse's penis, but it's attached to you, is that consensual?
Yeah, then you can go to Loudoun County.
You can go to Loudoun County, and you can fuck you can fuck people all day long.
A horse a day keeps the doctor away. That's not what it is.
I feel like that's what that guy's motto was anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
A horse a day.
Yeah, who knows what he's going to do.
Great.
Oh, well. All right. Is that episode 101? Horsefucker James?
Horsefucker James. Episode 101. That's it. We did it.
Well, good. Well, yeah, we'll have to we'll have to get together and figure out when we can do it next week, hopefully. And if not, then damn it, the week after that. But we'll be back again soon.
I agree.
Yeah, baseball's almost over.
At some point we'll probably have another episode. We can't promise when this is gonna be. It'll probably be in May, hopefully.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, I mean, don't think that just because you go a couple weeks without hearing from us, without a new episode, that we've called it quits. We haven't done.
We're always trying.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet. We try our best. It's either your. It's usually Robert's fault, but sometimes it's my fault. And you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you next week, whenever that week is.
Fantastic.
All right, bye.
See ya. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.